Hello, hello. You're listening to the Career Changemaker podcast. Having the courage to leave a career that you have worked hard to build and try something else can be tough. So in each episode, we dive into key career change strategies so that you have a clear understanding of what is required to transition into a new role or a new industry without feeling like you have to start at the bottom or have to take a massive pay cut. Because hashtag ain't nobody got time for that. If you are ready for frank and honest discussions about how to become a career changemaker, keep listening. I'm your host, lawyer turned career strategist and executive coach, Janine Esbrand. Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. I'm looking forward to today's episode. When you're embarking on a career change journey, it can feel daunting, it can feel overwhelming, and it's easy for you to get doubtful around whether or not it's possible for you. And in those moments, it's good to be able to hear other people share their journey. Other people share the highs and the lows of going on a career transition journey. And so today I'm going to be interviewing Sophia, who is currently a brand strategist and a designer, but she started off her career as an architect, and she shares a bit about her career change journey and the windy road that she took to get to where she is now and the lessons that she learned along the way. So without further ado, let's dive into my conversation with Sophia, and I hope you are as inspired from the conversation as I was. Hi, Sophia. I am super, super excited to have you on the show today. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Before we get started, could you just take a moment to introduce yourself to the audience?
Sure. Hi, everyone. It's really good to be here. This, I was saying to Janine off camera, but this is such a personal topic for me. So I love just talking about all things career change and personal branding. So I'm really excited. I'm Sophia. I own a business called Vago Designs, which is a brand strategy and design business. I work with a lot of new businesses on their full strategy to branding, sometimes website design, depending on where the project takes us. So my day-to-day life is very creative, really strategic, but then also I spend a lot of time designing on my pad and just having fun. And yeah, it's been a long journey, but a really fulfilling journey as well.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, I love it. I love speaking to creatives because I am not. I wish I was. My daughter is very creative and she just makes things out of anything. And I'm just like, how did your brain do that? How did you see this thing and turn it into something else? Or how did you see nothing on the page and then turn it into a beautiful piece of artwork? And so I'm always very intrigued when I speak to people who are creative.
Thing though, I feel like, yes, there's aptitudes to be more creative in one way or another, but actually what guides any creative process is strategy. So I feel like sometimes is we don't let ourselves get there because we're not putting all the pre-being creative things in place to then be creative, if that makes sense. It's about exploration, but it's also about having a strategy behind it. So yeah, I think we'll get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. So tell me a bit about your journey to now, like walk me through your career transitions and how you've got to where you are now, running your own business, doing design, because that's not where you started, right?
So no. Okay, so I'm actually going to start with my age, and that's weird, but it's because I work in decades. So I just turned 30, and I always had it in my mind that my 20s were going to be about exploring, not just exploring myself as like turning from going from being a kid to feeling more like a grown up, which I'm not sure if I'm there yet. I don't think you're ever there. But I knew that I wanted to try different things and to challenge myself to try different things. So I started studying architecture in uni. I liked it, but I never felt like it was my heart and soul professionally, if that makes sense. And but I stayed with it, finished, did my master's, all of that, started working, and yeah, it didn't work out. When I started working, I didn't like what I was doing. I didn't necessarily like working for other people, but in the sense that I felt like I wasn't stretching my mind. That was what was taking me away from being creative. And that for me was very, very important. And I thought architecture is super creative, but in reality, it really wasn't. So I, after couple of years of not feeling great about myself and just having a massive dive in terms of self-confidence. I was like, I need to stop and I need to try to switch gears and try to do something different. So I ended up signing up to a course in London called Career Change Accelerator. So I moved from, in a couple of weeks, I just left Portugal, where I'm usually from, dived in, and just was there for the first 3 months without really knowing what was going on and what I was doing. But that was kind of the beginning of my career change. And then something really important happened there. They told the people that were giving the course, they told us that a career change usually takes around 3 years to be completed. And I was like, oh my God, that feels very long. I need something now. But then when you start the journey, you kind of realize, actually, it's not really about where I'm going to be in 3 years. It's about taking this journey and learning from it as much as possible. So I ended up just diving in, and I got a first job in London that was something completely different in marketing and advertising. Then I went into sales. Then I went into digital marketing. And I spent the next 3-4 years just developing skills that I've never had developed while I was an architect. And I started understanding myself a lot better through it as well, because I was understanding what I liked, what I didn't like doing, what were my skills and my strengths, and also what I could carry on developing to be better. And then I, in the midst of COVID and all of that, I kind of lost. I switched jobs. It didn't work out. I was let go very early on in my probation period. And I was like, oh God, the world's ending. And it was horrible. But then that was actually what led me to where I am today. So I'm very grateful that that job didn't work out in a way. And as soon as I stopped, I was like, okay, now what? Now how am I going to turn this around? And yeah, the whole journey started there, really.
I love it. I love it. It's the what stood out to me was that exploration, like not necessarily knowing exactly where you're wanting to or going to end up, but trying different things and in the process developing your skill set and being able to see that, okay, there's things that I didn't know how to do and now I know how to do them. And that leads you closer. I think a lot of the time when people are thinking about career change, they struggle and they get stuck because they're trying to find the thing. Like, I need to figure out what the role is, what I'm going to do for the rest of my career. And it isn't always that, right? Sometimes it's, let's make a move. This might not be your forever move. And I call them bridge opportunities, where it's an opportunity to do something that's different from what you were doing, but that's moving you closer to the next thing. So it's interesting to just hear how, like, you made a decision that you were going to just make a change, but you didn't necessarily know how it was going to work out, but it's worked out for you.
Yeah, and to be quite frank, for me, that's all kind of the key thing for me in terms of process is, yes, give yourself room to explore. Take things as they come, in the sense that the steps that you take, they don't have to be long lasting even. So I had a lot of jobs that lasted for 6 months and I knew why. It's not great for a CV, but I kind of knew 6 months is enough for me to develop a certain skill and to then make the jump into the next big thing. So I kind of started like that. I never had I think for me, just life's too short to be stuck on something that I don't like doing for 3 or 4 years. So I'd rather move quicker. And that flexibility has been really good for me. Not saying it will work for everyone, but I think find what works for you and then hone your skills around that. That's probably a key thing in this process of career changing.
Yeah, I love that. And so now you're in the branding space where you support companies with their brands. And we have people listening to this show who are career professionals, people who are considering moving into their own businesses. I'd love for you to share some of the things that you would say are like key principles around branding that can apply to someone who's building their business, but also to an individual who's positioning themselves for career opportunities.
I'm going to make a lot of parallelisms. I'm actually going to challenge people to think of themselves as a brand, as a business idea, because that's how I work with people a lot. I think when you're building yourself up, in this case, the same when you're building a brand, there are some key factors that are really important. The first one, I'd say, it's self-awareness. That's the key biggest thing that I think has been probably the biggest factor for me to help myself grow. Knowing where you are, knowing what you what your skills are, but also what you can develop and carrying on working on. I think that's the first key step into really kickstarting your career change, to situating yourself. And then adaptability. And this, again, goes for the same with building a business or building yourself up. With adaptability, it really is down to understanding, okay, this works for me, fine. If it doesn't work, how can I pivot very quickly? And having that, again, as we were just talking about it, it's been really, really key for me to be able to find new skills, find not just the skills itself, but also passions. Things we used to call it tennis balls in my course, which is the stuff that like keeps coming back to you in terms of passion. So I think that's another thing. And then I would say that kind of combines this is continuously learning, challenging yourself to like carry on developing when you're building a business to business, but also as yourself, like how can I go to the next level within myself, not just for the others, but how can I build myself up as if I were a brand? Like, what am I bringing to the table? What am I lacking that I still need to bring? And then I think the last kind of step that any brand goes through and that us as humans more and more are going through is building the storytelling side. How do we build our story? How do we build our narrative in a way that not only connects, but also that builds trust? That's the key thing here. And I think that's kind of the last, almost like ingredient on its own, which is we only buy from things, as humans, we only buy from things that we either relate to or that we feel like we can trust. So those two things are key for anyone to build their personal brand. How do I tell my story in a way that connects and builds trust?
So good. And I think the storytelling piece is so, so important, particularly when people are positioning something new to a new audience. So that audience could mm-hmm. be a new hiring manager, that audience could be a new potential client, but really tailoring what it is that you want them to know to the audience, I think is something that people struggle with. Do you have any kind of tips around maybe like one or two things that you should keep in mind when you are crafting your story?
Hey, 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 I am super excited because I have a handful of spots open for one-to-one coaching. I am looking to work with more of you who are highly ambitious, very driven, know where you want to get to, but are struggling to get there because you feel as though you're being overlooked and undervalued for the contribution that you're making. You know that you need to get more visible. You know that you need to show up more. You understand that creating a personal brand that is speaking for you when you're not in the room is important so that you can move towards your career goals, but you don't quite know how to make it happen. And for you, I am extending the invitation to come and join me inside of Elevate. This is my one-to-one high-touch coaching program that is designed to help you to advance into your next role, secure your next client, position yourself for the opportunities that you want by being intentional with your personal brand, making sure that your digital footprint is tight. Yes, I mean, LinkedIn is looking good and attracting the right opportunities, and making sure that you're able to show up with confidence and fully articulate the value that you're able to bring to your next opportunity. I am excited to dig deep, come up with your personalized strategy and your plan, and support you with the accountability and coaching that is required to help you to get there. So if this sounds good to you, if you know that you need some support with really taking your career to the next level, book a call with me and let's explore you joining the Elevate program. So head over to careerchangemakers.com/call so that you can book a fitting call, and then let's have a conversation about whether or not this program is a good fit for you. I look forward to speaking to you.
I think the first one is almost like the inception of this whole process, which is find the reason why you're doing this. what is it, the reason almost beyond making money, that is making you want to career change? Is it because you're not happy in just on a day-to-day life? Is it because you want to be a better person for your family, for example, and that doesn't mean that you're bringing in more money, but you want to be more present, so you have to find more happiness in other ways to be more in order to be more happy with your family. So I think that's kind of the first step, is why are you doing this? What is the outcome that you want? And it doesn't have like to be super specific, but just as a whole, why do you feel like you would benefit from this? I think that's the first step. Okay. And then the second step, I would say, is really understanding the market that you're tapping into. What are the patterns, behaviors, variables that you're seeing there? What do you already have that fits that market? And then what do you not have that you need to chase after? And by chasing, I mean, obviously, what we were talking about, it continuously educating yourself, but it might also be an amazing opportunity for you to actually step into the market by talking to the right people. As we know, networking is really key in these things. And I think for me, what really supported my career change was talking to the right people at the right time and putting myself in front of them at the right time. So, and that fits into your own personal branding as well, because by talking to people, you're actually making yourself noticeable to them. And personal branding comes from being noticed by other people in the right way, right? In a way that makes sense to you, but also is positioning you as a key player in a specific field. So I think this second part is as important as the inception bit. Is like, okay, I know why I'm doing this, but now how can I go about it? How can I fit in the market? What do I have that I bring to the game and makes me super unique and that no one else has? But what am I lacking and how can I build that bridge? Who do I go to help me build that bridge? So I think these three steps are really important.
Yeah, so good. So good and so tangible, because I think the intentionality is the thing that makes a difference. Because sometimes people just coast and just hope that things will work out. But being intentional about how you're going to set yourself up and position yourself is really, really key.
Exactly. Yeah, great.
So what now do you mainly focus on inside of your business? So when you think about where you come from, like being in architecture, and then now, what do you spend your day doing? Like, what is your...
So that has... I feel like I've had multiple career changes even within my business, if that makes sense, because when I started with design, I knew I wanted something to be creative. I knew I wanted, and this is really important and I haven't mentioned yet, but transferable skills are a key, huge, massive part and like the thing that makes you go within the career change, right? So what I did when I started my business was I actually reached out to a bunch of friends and people that know me very well. And I asked them, like, what do you think are my skills and what do you feel like I'm good at? And that was kind of the foundation to build myself as a person behind the business, like those skills that people already knew I had. And then when I started, I thought, well, I like design. I would love to go back to using some of the programs that I used to use when I was in architecture that allow me to design and be really creative. So I'm going to start by designing logos for people. And then I realized, like, actually, this is not enough, because a logo doesn't really mean anything unless there's a reason behind it. There's a logic, there's strategy. So that made me dive into strategy a lot more. And surely, but I started building different blocks within my business. And now I'm not a logo designer. No, I'm a brand strategist and designer. Yeah. And I actually spend most of my time in strategy sessions with my clients. I can tell you that maybe the design portion is about 30% of my day. And then the rest is more like talking to the clients. Is this the right path? Are you happy? A strategy session, for example, the initial one can be about 3 to 4 hours. It's more of a workshop because we dive in so much into like all the core, not just for the business, but for the person. And it's such a revealing process as well. So I feel like I keep going back to it throughout my day to day, just to make sure that everything that I'm designing is totally aligned aligned with that core strategic core that we have. So yeah, my day to day feels very creative still, but it's more about leveraging almost all of the skills that I unconsciously have, yeah. Which is the strategic side or the geometric side from architecture, and then the sales background was key in this as well. Obviously, you can't really build a business without knowing how to talk to people, how to conduct sessions, how to listen and write at the same time, which is really important. So there's kind of all of those sides. I feel like I use them all. And that's the key thing about career change, leverage every single thing that you have, regardless of where it comes from.
Yeah, so good, because there's so much transferability inside of your experience, and often people discount experience that they had a long time ago, and actually it all counts and you get to leverage it all. So in terms of your time frame, you mentioned before that when you started the course that you joined, that they said it would take you 3 years. How long did it take you to go from being in architecture to running your own business?
So in total, it was around 3 years when I started building the business. But I think when you start building, you don't really know where you're going still. So I actually don't count that as much. I would say between 3 to 4 years. I knew the direction at least after 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was because unconsciously I had it in mind. or if it was because I was ready after that time. Yeah. It might just be that I knew what skills I had. I was just, there's something really, you know how I was talking about being self-aware? There's something that ends up being almost reassuring when you go through a process like this, because you are understanding who you are better.
That's such a good part.
And you are getting to know yourself a bit more. So I feel like the more you dive into it, the more you pick things that you didn't even know you had in a way. And they come out when you're talking to someone, and that passion as well, when you find that something that you really, really want to do, that it goes almost beyond making money, and that is just your total true passion. Yeah. That kind of just pours out of you as well when you're talking about what you do and sharing it with people. So, and I started feeling that more and more and more. And that's when you're like, I'm on the right path. So after 3 to 4 years, I started feeling that, and I was like, okay, this is it. This is
what I love.
I don't know if it's going to be for 30 or 40 years, but it doesn't have to. I can pivot again if I need to, but it's what makes me happy now.
And that's the thing. Once you've gone through a process, you can apply it whenever you need. And I say to people, career change can take a different length of time depending on where you start and where you're trying to get to. So with my clients, I taught them through three different ways that you can change. So you can make a shift, you can make a pivot, or you can make a leap. So for you, you made a leap from one industry to doing something completely different. And that always takes longer. But if you're able to make a shift or a pivot where you're doing something similar, but it's something that is connected to what you were doing before, that journey can be a lot quicker. So everyone just goes on their own journey, and the time frame can look different for everyone. Yeah. But I'm excited to hear that you've done your journey and you're on your journey and that you're doing something that you really
I was gonna like say the journey now. Never ends, I don't
right.
think
now, you've done your initial stage of it, and now you're
I feel like and I don't know if this was going to be one of your questions, but I'm gonna give you an answer. So a lot of people usually ask me what's your advice for someone that is going into a career change? And one thing that I always say is that there's kind of two sides to it. One is, don't limit yourself in the beginning, especially because we all know where we stand in certain things, but actually we don't know how far we can stretch most of the time. And you might surprise yourself with things that you can achieve if you don't limit yourself by putting yourself in box of, I'm really good at this and I'm not really good at that. Yeah, okay, right now you're not, but there might be something there that hasn't clicked yet and that is preventing you from being good at certain things. So not limiting yourself is a key thing in this journey. But then the second part, and I feel like it's also really, really important, is just making sure that you have a plan, but not a plan of, okay, by year four or five, I want to achieve this. And then it doesn't have to be like that. It has to be like an end goal where you give yourself lots of flexibility to move around in the beginning. And the reason why I say this is, you know, like we all always have that impulse of like, I'm so excited, all of that. Yeah. That impulse usually lasts the first year, and then tiredness kicks in because career changes, it's not easy. So unless you have a plan, you have a massive crash from that first year of excitement, and then you can't move forward from that. Yeah. But if you know you have certain things in your mind that you want to achieve, that's what's going to keep you going in year two and year three, etc. Yeah. So, yeah, that's just kind of what I would say. Have kind of a plan and then give yourself room to be flexible within it.
I love it. So, so good. So if people want to learn more about the work that you do as a brand strategist, where's the best place for them to connect with you? Where's the best place for them to go?
So the best place is always Instagram. That's where I spend most time on, which is VAGO Designs, so VAG Designs. And then they can also find me on my website, which is www.vagdesigns.co.uk.
Awesome. Well, I will put the links to those in the show notes so people can connect with you. And just thank you so much for coming, sharing your journey, sharing your insights. It's been awesome chatting with you, Sophia. So thank you.
Thanks, Janine. Bye, everyone.
So interesting to hear Sophia's story and just hear how she didn't necessarily go from where she was straight into the ideal role for her, but actually it took some time and it took some experimentation for her to arrive where she is now and enjoying the work that she's doing. So I hope that anyone who's feeling a little bit discouraged about how long it's taking to figure out what you want to do next, just know that it's a journey, it's a process, and you will absolutely get there. And if you need help with that, I encourage you to check out the Career Clarity Accelerator, which is our self-study program that really helps you to unpack what is going to be the best next move for you in this season of your career. So if you head over to careerchangemakers.com/CCA, you can dive into all the details around that. And if you want to connect with Sophia and you want to learn more about her business and the work that she's doing in branding and design, I encourage you to head over to the show notes and check out the links that are over there. All right, until next time, take care of yourself and keep moving toward your career goals. If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any future episodes. Also, I would love to know what your biggest takeaway has been from today's episode. Come over and join us in our Career Changemakers community over on LinkedIn so that you can join the conversation there. Head over to lightboxcoaching.com/community and it will take you right to the group.